From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Money can be a fraught emotional issue, especially for couples. And it turns out there's a group for that. The Financial Therapy Association is a group that's nearly a decade old. It represents therapists who aim to help people with emotional issues around money. Judith Kogan looks at what this business is about and where it's headed.
In 2016, Stephen Reed of Philadelphia and his wife Kathy sought help from a financial therapist for their diametrically opposed approaches to saving. When they talked about money, there was emotional discord.
I've often joked that Kathy will leave this earth with her life savings still in the bank. I, on the other hand, want my last check to bounce.
Kathy says that after three sessions, the therapy seemed to be working.
The most helpful aspect of the financial therapy has been that we've learned to listen more empathetically to each other when we air our views on money, regardless of how different they may be.
Megan Ford is past president of the Financial Therapy Association. She says many clients seek help as couples.
I think it's often an opposites situation, spender versus saver. The misalignment of goals around money, the differences in values between the two.
A 2009 forum that brought together researchers and practitioners from the mental health and financial services fields led to the creation, the next year, of the association. It now has over 250 members. The Reed's financial therapist is Maggie Baker.
And I see people that have what I would call a ruptured relationship with money. Money should work for them, but they kind of work for money.
Baker charges $175 a session for her services. Financial therapy is not yet a regulated field, but judging from their websites, other therapists, depending on where they live and their level of expertise, can charge between $100 and $400 an hour. Meg Lertz, president-elect of the association, says the group is developing a certification program that will require competence in both the mental health and financial services fields.
We want to bring a level of expertise and professionalism to people that are going to be calling themselves financial therapists.
The organization expects to have the certification process in place by the end of the year. In Boston, I'm Judith Kogan for Marketplace.